Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Come on, let it go. Let it go. And I'll rise like the break of dawn. Let it go. Let it go. That perfect girl is gone.
Here I'll stand in the light of day. When the storm rages on.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is practically perfect in every way, except for she shares way too much information.
This is so true. I'm always saying, like, I probably shouldn't say this, but, and my husband Jeremy cringes every time, because he's like, I have no idea what she's going to say.
Just why.
And with me today is my beautiful bestie. Now I don't know what to say about you, because that was all...
I did plan
Clever.
It. I'm sorry. I'm Amy
She's,
Nichols.
Wait. You're jumping the gun here,
okay,
Amy.
Okay, never mind. I take it back.
And with me today is my wonderful, beautiful best friend. She is very nice at
times.
She sometimes steps in dog poop and then cleans it off her feet before she comes into work.
True. You did tell Boss Man George that the other day. Thanks.
And he turned that around on me and said, well, that's somebody who wants to get to work on time.
I did like that.
So thank you, Boss Man George, for that.
I'm so dedicated. I think you're good.
Her name is?
Amy Nichols.
You did so much better than me. If this was a contest, you won.
No. Well, I thought of something beforehand. It wasn't on the cuff. I think that's the phrase.
I am going to start thinking of stuff for you as well, because normally I just come in here and I look at you and I do it.
This is a competition. Who can do better? You'll
win. I hate losing. We both feel so entirely differently about that. But yeah, that'll be fun. Okay. See who intros who better. Mm-hmm. I like the way you think, Amy. But guess what? Guess where I am right now.
Where?
I'm at Disney World. Yay. I know this is confusing because I'm here with you right now. I'm not talking about in my mind, I'm in Disney. I'm talking about right now, as this podcast is being posted, I'm actually in Disney. Yeah. I don't know if people know what a podcast is, but this is pre-recorded live. I mean, we would kill it. You hear how great we do on some of the stuff that I don't edit. We would be great live. Don't worry about that. But this is pre-recorded. I actually work a lot during the show's vacation times, which is whenever we're supposed to take off, because I'm a genius and I have to run this ship whenever nobody else can. So I take vacation time off and other times. So right now I'm at Disney with my family.
Yay!
Yeah. And my 5-year-old niece, who loves me so much, and hopefully she's not getting on my nerves. She's all about her Auntie Lacey. So I'm her friend. And we don't have another child going with us.
And you're going to do everything she asks you to
do. Oh, hell yeah. She's my little princess.
And you're going to dress up so cute.
I am going to dress up. And I have an Ariel dress that I got from Hot Topic. And I have this other Little Mermaid outfit that I'm wearing. You know what I'm not wearing while I'm out at the park?
Heels.
Good answer. I'm not wearing heels. I'm also not wearing a Disney swimsuit. I have the cute Snow White swimsuit that you accused me of. You Disney slut shamed me.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I did not. I think you're confused on what happened in the past. I thought that maybe it was an outfit and I was concerned.
It's not an outfit. It is a swimsuit for the pool that I'm going to be swimming in after we go to the parks. But yeah, I'm going at Disney right now. And do you know how I got to Disney? Now I'm for real predicting the future.
Okay. I took you to the airport. And this, if you don't know, is a big, big no-no for Lacey. She has proclaimed, I will not ever take you to the airport. This is not something I do. It is bad. It is wrong. It is inconvenient. She comes up to me and she's like, hey, can you help me out on Friday?
So here's my theory. I think that as adults, we should be able to get ourselves to and from the airport. And I guess I feel that way more because I live so far away. So it'll take me an hour to go get you at the airport.
I understand.
If you're not landing in times that's convenient for me, now I work closer to the airport. So, I mean, if you want to get off, you know, land whenever I'm getting off work, then that'd be convenient. Or I've taken my husband before on my way to work, but then that means he's leaving ridiculously early in the morning. But he'll book his flights accordingly. But other than that, like, we don't, if I'm going to the airport without him, I take myself to the airport, I park, and I get myself there. Then you don't have to inconvenience anybody.
I understand what you're saying. And yes, I agree. But I would only ask someone to take him to the airport that I absolutely loved and loves me unconditionally, which we love each other. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. Because it wouldn't matter. Like, they wouldn't care. They would want to see you as soon as they possibly can and pick you up. And I know you can't, like, go to the gates anymore because of, you know, security reasons or whatever. But I used to love seeing the interaction in the airports. You know, I'm a people watcher, and people, you're so excited to see each other, you know, and they hug and embrace each other.
You're really sweet, and I love you too. And I also love my husband, but at the same time, it's more convenient for you to take yourself to the airport
and meet me
at home. But in my defense, the reason that you're bringing me is because we work relatively close to the airport.
Yes.
And my husband, I'm flying out on a different day than my husband. So my husband's going to meet me out in Orlando. So I didn't want to park both of our cars there. So I'm going to leave a car here at work, and then he's going to have his car, and we'll come pick up my car after we land.
Yes.
So it just makes more sense to not have to pay for two parking spots.
And I love you, and it doesn't matter to me if I take you or not.
And it's on your way home. It'll be literally like 5 minutes out of your day. I wouldn't ask you to pick me up from my house and take me. But since we're here and you're driving there, thank you for taking me to the airport.
You're welcome.
I'm just making up a bunch of excuses.
I think it's great. And I don't mind.
So there's another thing that I'm really passionate about, too, that as adults, you should not do this.
Oh, have I done it?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But my husband wants to do it sometimes. I think if you're an adult, you should not have to share a hotel. Now, there are exceptions to the rule. Like, if we're gonna take an expensive vacation and it's gonna save us a lot of money to mm-hmm. share a hotel together, then yes. But if we're gonna go stay somewhere for a night or two, if we can't afford our own hotels, then why we can't afford to go where we're going?
True, but there's also the excuse of, let's say you are driving across country, like, we, with Josh's family, have gone to Colorado, and we don't want to make it in one stretch, so we'll stop halfway and get a hotel. And we're just getting a hotel to crash. So we all pile into the same room, unload the couch bed, and just sleep for a couple hours and get back on the road.
Of course, and I'd be fine with that, too. But I'm just saying, if we're going on vacation, as much as I love you and Josh, I think we ought to have separate hotel rooms, because then, like, I love my husband, but oh my God, he snores so bad. So I don't want other people to have to put
up
with that.
You're embarrassed.
Well, it makes me uncomfortable to sleep whenever I'm having to hit him and everything else. And then I'm a light sleeper. So if you got to get up and make potty breaks in the middle of the night, that's going to wake me up. So it makes me more comfortable as an adult to be able to have our own hotel rooms. I'm not necessarily talking about for sexy time or anything else.
Yeah.
Just we need our own hotel rooms.
I agree.
Whenever we went for Kelly's wedding, weekend or so ago, my husband asked if you and Josh wanted to share a hotel room because Kelly's wedding was far enough that it made more sense for us to get a hotel. And we all got a hotel. We just didn't get a hotel together. But I'm like, baby, no.
Is he a penny pincher?
No, not at all.
I wonder why this is so important to him. Maybe he just wants to be involved socially. Like, I don't know. Josh wants to be in the middle of everything. We're always the first one to a party and the last one to leave. He doesn't want to miss anything. So maybe he probably would have done it just so that he could be in the action and always have entertainment. I don't entertain him enough, I don't think.
You keep me well entertained. I think maybe it's more just that Jeremy wants to be sensible. Is it? It would make sense to save money and get one hotel room. But I'm like, no, we're adults. We need our own hotel rooms. Don't nobody else want to sleep with you.
So you require your own hotel room, but he has to pay.
Yeah.
So I have an embarrassing thing that I haven't told you yet.
I'm listening.
It's a public service announcement.
Okay.
You should not curl your hair in the nude. Just don't do it because you're not going to believe where I burned myself.
Where?
My armpit. My armpit. I don't know how it happened. You know, I was like, I had one hand up, you know, to separate and then the other hand to curl with. And I was looking in the mirror when I was doing it. And I think I got confused with the view. I don't know. I don't know why I would be confused. It wasn't a double mirror. You know, mm-hmm. when you're looking backwards, you have to do two mirrors just so you can see the back of your head. But mm-hmm. it wasn't that. It was just one single mirror. And I got confused in which direction my hand was going or my... Anyways, I have like this big brown ugly mark in my armpit.
So did you like drop your curling iron and catch it with your armpit?
No, it was just a singe, like a quick singe. It was like highest setting and just a quick touch and I guess I wasn't electrocuted.
What I think is so funny about this story, because this is the first time that I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
What I think is so funny about this story is that you burned your armpit, so it was absolutely unnecessary to say that you were in the nude. And now we're all thinking about you being in the nude because you could have just been in a tank top.
Well, it's like cooking in the nude. You know, you don't want to burn yourself. I guess that's why I thought in the nude. Because you don't want to burn yourself in the wrong spot, you know?
I have a weird burning myself story. And I want you to get this mental image picture. I want you to picture this mentally. Okay.
I got it.
Just start thinking about this right now. I was wearing clothes. I'm going to start off with that.
Oh, boo. Boring story.
I had many, many years ago, I stayed the night at my girlfriend's house at her apartment, and my car was parked outside, uncovered in the heat. And I left like the next afternoon. So whenever I go to leave, I'm wearing like little sporty shorts. And I sit down in my car and immediately my butt is on fire. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God, what is this? What did I just sit on? And I sat up immediately because, I mean, it burned so bad, so quick. I sat up immediately and there was a nickel that was in my seat. And I sat on this nickel. So it's like kind of at the bottom of your butt where you have the flap hang down. And maybe my story's not any better. But I like burn it right there in that crease. And it seared my bottom.
Oh my
God. And I ended up having this blister from it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
When we get in the car, me and the kids, they don't want to buckle themselves. I mean, I park my car in the garage, so I'm good. But Josh's car is out in the sun. And during the summer, it gets so freaking hot. So I will walk around to each side of their cars and buckle them in for them just so they don't have to burn themselves on that metal buckle. It hurts.
That's such a good mom right there.
I am. And then I kiss their heads too.
Now, Amy, I know that I am in Disney right now currently, but before I went, I have to call you out on this.
Oh, no.
And you already know.
I do.
So I've said before that I have a problem with saying no. I can't say no to people.
Uh-huh.
And before I left, you wanted to work out. Well, we had said that we were going to work out, but then we never got around to
it. We said 2 days in a row that we were going to work out, and you tried to bail on me on the second day in a row.
The first day, we looked at each other and we were like, do you want to work out? No, me either. And we left. So, I mean, there wasn't like any kind of persuading or anything going on. So I told you that I'm too busy. I had a doctor's appointment.
I had an appointment too.
All this stuff that I'm trying to get ready for before going to Disney. And I have to get all my work stuff in order too. And I said, Amy, I don't have time to work out today.
And then you
berated?
No.
Bullied?
No.
Yelled? I think you might have even like thrown knives or something. I mean, this was like,
where did I get a knife? I'm not Edward Scissorhands.
Scissors?
You?
Thank you. She was throwing computer monitors. I mean, everything. Okay, all that last part is a lie. But you harassed me until I agreed to go to the gym with you. And I kept telling you that you bullied me into going to the gym. And you're like, no, I didn't bully you to do anything. But what kind of response did you expect from me other than to say, okay, Amy, I'm going to go to the gym with you? Because you know, I'm like that person on the Austin Powers movie. You say something to me three times. I was, no, no. Third time, okay. Because it's not worth the argument. So
no,
I just roll over.
This is not fair. You know I have a bad memory. So I don't remember that if I ask you three times that you are going to have to do what I say. And what's wrong with me wanting, I want you to be alive and well and healthy and happy. And that includes working out with me.
Me too, but not now. See, you got a head start because you started this week.
I did.
Last week. I don't even know what week we are anymore because I'm at Disney.
Yeah.
But whatever. You started before me and I can't start right now because I'm in Disney. So it's not like I can do anything right now. I'm not going to fake myself and be healthy for a couple days and then go to Disney. I'm into my lifestyle right now.
No, I disagree. And then you kept on telling me that I was a bully, like multiple times, that I was a bad person, I'm a bully, which I think is bullying. When you name call me over and over again, all I did was, you should work out with me. That's all I said. And then you name called.
Not only did you say you should work out with me, you pestered me about it and you threatened to throw up in front of me because you knew that would scare me and I would run away and get some cardio in right there just because I'm running from you because you're all exorcist puking from the mouth and that's going to scare me.
Would you believe that I forgot I said that?
So then what happened, Amy?
We went to the gym. You gave in like a sucker. We went to the gym. We're changing in the locker room, in quotations, because we don't really have a locker room. And there was a problem with your wardrobe.
So I reach into my gym bag that has been abandoned for so long. And I have almost everything in there. I've got my shirt, my pants, my shoes, my socks. I'm sorry there's so much nudity in this. I don't have a sports bra. And I was wearing like a summer dress, so I didn't have to wear a bra. And it was fine. It wasn't noticeable. It wasn't anything. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a sports bra. And we've complained that, you know, men don't have to shave. We have to shave. That's really unfair. Well, you know what else is unfair? Bras, because they are a necessity for women. Because not only do we not want to be noticeable, but women can't show off their little nippy nips. Mm-mm. And men can.
Yeah.
My husband, he's been called out before for his nipples because he just has some really erect ones just hanging out over there.
Gosh, and
my neighbors have been like, hey, Mr. Nipples. Me, I can't do that. But now I don't have a sports bra. And so to prove Amy wrong, I just went ahead and threw on my shirt anyway because you bullied me to this point.
You did.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to not go to the gym. I'm not going to let a sports bra hold me back from the gym.
Let me just say, I tried to compromise with you. I was like, you know what? Let's ride the bike or, you know, something that's not.
So you're making this be my fault.
It is. You decided to get on the treadmill and bouncy bounce all over the place. I just wanted to ride the bike, the stationary bike.
We only had so long to work out. If we're going to do it in that amount of time, then we need to make it count.
You're punishing me.
I was trying to hit you is what I was trying to do. So I was all running next to you. So, yeah. So I went ahead to prove a point. I went to the gym. No sports bra. It was very obvious. And we got on the treadmill. But I do have to admit something to you.
What?
I'm busy, like I said. I had so many errands to run. Well, last night, I met a girlfriend. She's letting me borrow some really cute shoes for Disney, some Beauty and the Beast shoes. Heels.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're super cute. So I just threw on clothes, went out and met her, and I wasn't wearing my girl bra or anything. And I went out and met her. Fine, I'm not going out in public, so I wasn't worried about it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, then on my way back, I'm like, you know what I need? I need some wine. So I stopped at the liquor store and I look so suspicious walking in this place because I have a really big purse. Well, I walk in and I have the purse like immediately in front of me. And as I'm walking in, everybody's like, hey. And then I wonder if like they thought I had a gun or something.
Why was the purse in front of you?
Because I didn't want anybody to see that I wasn't wearing a bra.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Did I not? I said that.
You did, but okay. I didn't make the connection.
Yeah, because I didn't want it to be obvious.
Got it.
Because it is obvious because I've got, you know.
Continue.
It is obvious. So I was trying to cover myself up with my purse, but then I was almost causing more of a distraction that way.
Yeah.
Because people were like, well, why is her purse right there? What is she hiding? And so it made me paranoid. So then I had to move my purse a little bit. But I was just in and out of the liquor store. But I did the same thing that I yelled at you for making me do.
It is important to you. It's okay.
Yeah.
But not if you've made a commitment to me and you want to fulfill your commitment.
Wine over exercise every time, baby. Every time. Oh my gosh, Amy. So initially we intended to come on here and talk about how we talk too much. And so we have all this unused audio that we haven't used before.
But guess what?
But we talked too much.
We did.
So let's go ahead and end it here. And then I guess we'll just have to do another podcast while I'm at Disney.
Yeah.
Are you really going to make me work on my vacation?
Of course, I have to. I can't live without you.
I love you so much. Okay, so we will come back. I think this is a tease.
It is.
We will come back later this week and do all the unused audio that we haven't used before. I guess that's why it's called unused audio, right?
Never before.
Last week, we signed off with Jill. She decided that we should say, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Yeah. And this week, sorry, Navar. If I say it pretty, does it make it sound better?
What is happening?
Navar Rivas. See, how do you say name?
Say it 20 more times.
Navar. Hold on, I'm going to say it sexy so then I can be forgiving because I sound cute, right? Navar Rivas. Rivas? Thank you, Navar. She said a good suggestion for us to be, would say, thanks for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and the girl who makes me giggle,
Amy Nichols.
So that was her suggestion.
I like it.
For a sign off. So that's it. We're done. I'm in Disney. I don't even care anymore. I'm out. I'm at the most magical place on earth with my family, and I love them so much. But I miss you, Amy.
I miss you, too.
I'm predicting the future again. I do miss you, and thank you for bringing me to the airport. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to check us out on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
Look at that. I didn't even have to remind you. Thanks for listening.
Yes, I've had the odd complaint. But on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor, unfortunate souls.